Like that, Ellen, how I called her 92 years young. Isn't that what we oldsters say? Well, Ellen, please introduce our guest. And our guest, get your mouth right up there so we can hear you when you start talking.
Hi, Karen. We're here with Karen Davis from the Davis Orton Gallery. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we're here to talk about a new venture that the gallery is having. But I wanted first to just give our listeners a little background on the gallery and what you do and when you came to Hudson, how long you've been there, and
all of that. Okay. So my name is Karen Davis. My husband, Mark Orton, and I moved to Hudson around 5 years ago.
Let me give you a hint. Don't stare at Aaron. Stare straight at No, I know it's the polite thing to do, but okay. Don't worry about it. We're not polite.
I'll come this way. You won't have the impulse.
So we moved to Hudson 5 years ago to Warren Street and decided pretty quickly to open a gallery where we would show mostly photography and some mixed media.
And what's the address there?
The address is 114 Warren Street, below 3rd. And we've had the gallery for 5 years now, and it's been quite a treat. It was a wonderful way to come to town, and we met a lot of great people, and especially the below 3rd community, which is organized in both a social and business way, and it's been a lot of fun.
Had you been gallerist before you came here?
No, I've been an exhibiting photographer, and I teach portfolio development in the Boston area. I'm still commuting, but
so
we've never had a gallery.
That keeps your accent going too, right?
Yes. It will always be a car. Yeah. So it's our first gallery venture. We had some of the experiences needed because of my background in exhibiting and Mark's background in small business development. So,
and you, I can bear witness to the fact that you show wonderful photographs and the work of really extraordinary photographers. But you also show what you call photo books.
Right. Again, it comes from personal interest, but we always exhibit photo books, and then once a year we have a photo book exhibition, and they're specifically self-published photo books because the opportunity exists now for artist to create a book, and so we try to kind of push that idea forward and also honor through this competition some of the beautiful works that people are creating.
Are these works that people... my wife is a big user of Shutterfly, for example. Mm. Is it that kind of thing, or is it more finer quality than those?
Well, I'm not sure about Shutterfly, but many of them offer different ways of creating a book. So, for example, on Blurb and other... Blurb is a big one, mm-hmm. MagCloud. On those, you can create your book using kind of professional layout software and then mm-hmm. upload that. But then you can also use the templates and upload it. So you can be a beginner too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now my wife has done about 10 of them. Mm. She does them for like occasions and then gives them out to the people who were there.
Yeah.
She did a little book about her mother. And then she uses all the templates, Shutterfly and maybe some other.
Yeah. So these are the artists frequently use them to create a catalog of their own work. So that would be a very simple mm-hmm. and direct one. But they also use them to do photo essays and to talk about documentary projects. So we've had some beautiful books, and we display 20 of them. It's kind of a favorite time of year because whereas people, when they visit the gallery, they might spend 10 to 15 minutes enjoying the photography. When they come to look at the books, it's 45 minutes to an hour because they can't wait to see the next one and kind of move around the room.
And are these books for sale at your gallery?
They're all for sale, right.
And they're multiple copies?
We always have multiple copies. Most of the time, these are self-published books by the artists. And we have a couple of trade books, artists we've shown, such as Tamara Staples and her chickens. Mm-hmm. We carry her book.
Yeah, I like that book.
It's a wonderful book.
I saw that show.
Yeah.
So these aren't, in other words, I just... want to get this clear. These are not like fancy art portfolios. These are just nice, well-printed, multi-copy books.
That's right.
So there's no like numbering or signing or...
A photographer or an artist might decide to limit the edition of a book, even mm-hmm. though they're produced in a kind of industrial way.
Right.
And it's to... because that artist might feel that, that their book is actually another piece of their art, and they want to they add value by limiting the numbers.
Sure.
Mm. So now, what about this new venture?
The new venture is our gallery is called Davis Orton Gallery, and you can see what we show at davisortongallery.com. The new venture is davisortoneditions.com, and it is an online store for fine art, photography prints, and photo books. And the one thing about the prints online at this time is that they're all the same size. They're all 8.5 by 11. So they're small format prints. I brought some for the radio audience to see.
Always a good idea.
Well, also the radio audience can, if they can do this,
yes.
Go on the website immediately and take a look.
That's right. If they go to davisortongallery.com, they can they'll see a number of books that are featured, and anytime you click on home on the website, it will give you 8 new photographs that are also on. In the store, but you can also choose to look by artist, and we've invited any artist we've invited to show. We've invited them to show as many as 4 images, and so if you go to an artist site, you get to see a little bit of the kind of work they mm-hmm. do because you mm-hmm. see 4 pictures.
So when did the site go up?
The site has been going up for the past kind of soft, mm-hmm. you know, soft opening for the past month. We've been designing it and populating it with the work of the mm-hmm. artists. By the way, any time you look at a photograph by one of these artists, you'll also see their artist statement and their bio. So you can go to their website, so you can learn about the artist too. So we've had this soft opening.
Mm-hmm.
We consider Saturday the launch.
Is this Plum Bronson?
Yes, and that's Dan Regan's photograph.
Oh, beautiful.
Which reminds me that...
Of the famous staircase, by the way, in case
you're
wondering.
Right, it's a beautiful photograph. So the other thing about these photographs is that they're all $95, and we ship and so forth, plus tax and shipping. So they're very reasonably priced, and the artist has...
Is this a psychedelic colon?
That is... that is... Scotch at the bottom of a glass, and the title of it is a, I don't have the title of that specific leftover,
cool.
but it's the title of each of Ernie Button's Scotch photographs is the name of the single malt Scotch, and they're very psychedelic looking.
They are,
even though you just described it the way you did.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. So he is also the one, we've shown his work. He had a series called Cerealism, where he used Cheerios and other cereal to create, and that's for sale on the site too.
Yeah.
So the each of these photographs is printed by the artist, and they ship them to us, and we kind of inspect and package and send them. And any person that buys one also gets the artist statement and the bio of the artist. It's a great way to start collecting. And the other thing that's great is that we offer gift certificates. So if you ever want to give the gift of art, a person can come to the site and see this wide range.
Who is this one by?
That's Michael Hunold. And that's a setup before a movie.
That's what it looks like.
They're, they're
movie extras. Yeah. But not real people. Yeah. They're mannequins all dressed up, and some of them have their faces.
They've
sort of
taken
hanging.
Their faces off.
I mean, when you first see it, it looks like something by Magritte, and then you realize it's actually a photo.
Yeah.
It's really quite impressive.
Yeah.
So and they're in a church, they're all in pews.
These are only going to be exhibited Saturday and Sunday because it's an online store. Mm-hmm. But Saturday night we have a launch party, and to make it a little more of a party, we have refreshments. And
you've heard about
music.
How we crave refreshments on this show. Mm. We only show up when there's
Did you bring any chocolate?
Oh, tell them what you really want, Ellen. A little Chardonnay?
Always Chardonnay.
So the launch party is both Friday and?
No, the launch, we're open Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6.
Oh, I see.
But the launch party is Saturday from 5 to 8. And some of the artists will be there. And Mark of Orton, of Davis Orton, he's built the shelving that's goes around the gallery so that we'll be placing these prints all around. So there'll be over 100 prints to look at.
Wow.
Yeah. And wow. Also, we're having some framed at Sketch, so people will get the idea of how they look.
So it's a number, another wonderful distribution outlet for photographers.
I hope they think so, because we think that that's what we're offering.
How many photographers are involved at the moment?
Well, we're starting with 40, and mm-hmm. Almost all of them have exhibited at the gallery. And the frustrating thing for me, in a positive way, is that there is a lot of wonderful photography out there. And we just have a certain number of shows a year and show a couple of people at a time. And this is a chance to, we consider this a curated list of artists and that we have selected. So we think this is a chance to invite people whose work we admire but can't show.
Do you invite people to submit to you, or do you go out and find them? Or
we've been going out and finding them, but we certainly admit. I'm sorry. We certainly would welcome a submission, and particularly from the listening audience from the this region.
Mm-hmm.
We've invited a number of local artists that we haven't had an opportunity to show to participate in this, and we hope to grow that list as time goes on.
And your website, the Davis Orton Gallery website, is how they should apply?
They can email me at karen@davisortongallery.com. Mm-hmm. Either send some images as JPEGs or a link to their website.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd need to tell us today about this?
Well, so long as I have this opportunity, I'll tell you the following week.
Oh, yes.
Is the beginning of our regular exhibition season. And we have a wonderful show that is based on objects and still lives. But the two artists will be showing, one is Robin Moran, and he has a series of photographs called Relics. So they're old televisions, old typewriters that he elevates. And the other artist, David Welch, he builds totems based on materialism. So the one postcard is a shopping totem. So he builds these pieces and then photographs them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have two portfolios we're showing. So that's
next
starts
weekend.
The weekend after, and it's also the first Dine Art Below Third. So it should be a great night, April 12th.
And
below
that's
third.
The gallery crawl that's
the gallery
sponsored.
Crawl with Below Third with 10 restaurants, nibbles from 10 restaurants at each of the galleries. One
so
restaurant
there,
per
there
gallery.
Are 10 galleries down
there are.
Below Third now.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really grown.
It has. It's been fun.
You know, it's expanding above 7th, too.
I know.
It's amazing.
We're going to have to get a trolley, Ellen. I'm serious.
Definitely.
It's a long street.
Our previous guests mentioned that as well.
Perhaps roller skates could be handed out to the
Well, that's to the younger folks.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
And you. Sorry.
Ellen, you've seen her rollerblading, I take it. You never saw that? It's quite a sight. Quite a sight. Most people don't recognize her because she's wearing a helmet and sunglasses and gloves and everything.
Listen, the closest I get to anything athletic is to use an old cross-country ski pole to get around on the ice in the winter, winter time.
Excuse me, but I would like to ask one question. Are we bantering or chatting?
Oh, ouch.
I don't think we were doing either today.
I think it's just
telling
conversation. Conversation. Dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is an exciting project, Karen. I thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's and a pleasure.
The photographs, I can attest to our listening audience.
Oh, I wasn't good enough?
Are quite.
I said they were all good, and you didn't. You're like, no. See, I told you, they need Ellen's approval. And, of course, that does carry more weight in the city of Hudson. There's no doubt about it.
Needs the approval of the Thursday afternoon show.
There you go.
Thank you. And all of them are signed by the artists. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Great.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.